Welcome back to Call Waiting. It's me, Robin Shawl, and we are here for our first episode of the new year. I am just really excited. I love the new year because I just feel like everything shitty that happened just stops for some reason. I know that's not how life works, but I'm like, oh, new year, everything's, we'll leave everything bad in the past and everything's good now, which, you know, probably not going to be, but we can hope. So today's episode is crazy breakup stories. And I asked my followers on Instagram if they had crazy breakup stories, and the things you guys were writing is insane. First off, the amount of people that break up on their wedding day is a lot. Oh, we should do an episode, you know, breakups or like crazy things that happen on your wedding day, because that seemed to be a big one. Someone remind me, someone message me in my DMs that I want to do a wedding episode, because that was like a big one. And I was thinking about my breakups. Nothing. I mean, Hercules, he moved across the country and then I flew out there. And as soon as I got there, he dumped me. I was like, can you tell me this over the phone? You know, that was really the only, you know, thing. I haven't had too many crazy breakups, but I have had crazy end of date stories. Okay. So for my crazy breakup story, it was only one date, so it's not that breakup-y, but it is insane. So I went on a date with this guy that I met on Hinge, and when we met at this wine bar, and we, as soon as we get there, he's very, very good looking and just nice, you know, enough. And we're sitting on opposite sides, and then he comes over and sits on my side of the booth, and we're being all flirty and we're drinking wine, and then he kisses me, and then he goes, do you want to come back to my place? And I'm like, no. I just don't like going back to guys' places. And then he's like, well, can I come back to your place? And I was like, you know, it was like a first date, you know? And so I was like, nah, I don't know. So anyway, we're having another glass of wine, and we kiss a little more. And then he's like, let's go back to your place. And then I was like, he goes, do you have a stairwell? And I was like, huh? He's like, do you have a stairwell that, and I was like, what do you mean? Do I have a stairwell? And he's like, you know, I want to kiss you in a stairwell. And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, he wants to murder me, you know, because if you've watched any Law and Order episode, that's where it happens, in the stairwell, you know? So I was like, I don't think so, you know, but we can take an elevator up, you know, I still at this point still didn't want him to come back to my place. But so anyway, he pays the check, and then we go outside and we're standing out there, and he kisses me again. And then he was like, come on, let's go back to your place. And again, he brought up the stairwell. And I was like, I don't think we could go in the stairwell. I have doormen, and as soon as they see us, they're not going to let us just go into a stairwell. Guys, at that moment, he runs away. You're like, what do you mean runs away? I mean, he pivots and ran. The second I said I had doorman, he ran away. So in my mind, I'm assuming he was going to murder me in a stairwell. And then he was like, oh, with there's witnesses, can't do it. But also, I don't know. This was just the weirdest ending to a date that's ever happened. And it boggles my mind. And actually, now that I'm telling you guys this out loud, I'm remembering, if you go back a few episodes, there was a series of bad dates that I went on, including this one. So I may have like briefly told you about this, because remember, it was him, it was scientist, and it was the guy named Bobby. It was three guys. His name wasn't Bobby. His name was, I think it was Michael. Actually, I don't even remember his real name. But he told me to call him Bobby. And when I called him Bobby, he's like, why are you calling me Bobby? And I said, you told me to call him Bobby. And he's like, no, I said Poppy. And I was like, oh, oops. So anyway, and then we texted on the podcast all three guys to see if any of them would respond. Poppy did respond, but not the murderer or the scientist. The scientist ghosted me and the murderer ran away. So guys, things were not good in 2023, but I think we're going to find love this year. Anyway, so yeah, the murderer was the weirdest breakup. I don't know if you really call it a breakup, but the end to a date that has ever happened. Because I've never had someone sprint away from me. Or maybe we had just stepped outside. Maybe he saw me you know, in light. From the light, the, you know, the light post thing. Maybe he's like, oh, that's what she looks like, and ran away. I don't know, but it was weird. So anyway, I'm going to open up the lines. I want to hear your breakup stories. If you ever want to know the topic of the week, make sure you're following me on Instagram or TikTok at Robin Shaw Comics. You can find out what the topic is every week, because I love talking to you guys, and, you know, I want you to know the topic, so you call in. All right, last year, one of the biggest complaints was security, and you all were like, please replace him. Please replace him. So for this year, I decided to get it. No, I'm kidding. He's still here. Security.
Yeah, I'm right here.
And this is the moment we tell you we're letting you go. Thank you for your service. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Do you have a good breakup story?
Yeah, it's a weird breakup story.
Oh, it was.
Back in college, I thought I was dating this girl for like, we were like three to four days in, and
I'm at a point. By the way, I love how both of our stories are under a week.
No, but I thought we were exclusive, and I
after 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, well, I thought. Hold on. But I go to a party and I see her making out with a guy.
Yeah.
And I go over to her and I was like, well, what? And she goes, I said,
your name is security.
Security. I told you I'm not interested in you, and I thought we should go different ways. And I said, when? She goes, I sent you an AIM message. Remember, this is late 90s. So yeah. AIM. And so I'm like, I never received that. And all my friends are like, oh, she's a B, you know. I get home, like, to my, yeah, apparently 3 days ago, she sent me an AIM, but it was behind the game Snood. Do you remember that game Snood?
I tuned out. I'm sorry. Oh,
the message was behind another thing, and yeah, that's it.
Is anyone still there? I'm not even kidding. At least 2 minutes ago, I was tuned out.
2 minutes? I haven't spoken for more than a minute.
No, you know when I tuned out, when you said we were dating for 3 or 4 days, I thought we were exclusive. What could have happened in 3 or 4 days that made you think you were exclusive?
I don't know. In other words, she
ran away.
She ran away and I didn't know.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, security, we're happy you're here. Your stories are unmatched. All right, should we open up the lines?
All right. Okay, Robin, we have Molly on the line.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Robin.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on Call Waiting today.
It's so nice to talk to you.
Okay, so today's episode is all about breakups, crazy breakups, wild breakups. So what happened with you?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is a very long time ago. This is my first love when I was a teenager. So I was 16, probably 17 when we broke up. So this person was my first love. He was a couple years older than I was, so we met when I was a sophomore. He had moved off to college. He had been at college for several months by the time we broke up. He had started acting kind of funny, and then right before my birthday, he called me and started saying he had to break up because he he thought that he was being recruited by the mafia.
Okay.
To be a hired killer for them.
What?
And, right? And he had spoken to my father, who had died like 6 years before then. He had spoken to my dead father, and my father was telling him that he had to break up with me.
Wait, like he was speaking to the ghost of your father?
He just said he talked to my dead father, and my dad was telling him to break up with me to protect me from the mafia.
I follow up questions. Wait, do you think he actually, this is like insane, actually. Do you think he was being recruited by the mafia, or do you think this guy was crazy, or do you think he was just using this as an excuse?
And so what had happened when he was younger, when he was a kid, he saw somebody being assaulted and he beat up the person who was assaulting somebody. And he Uh-huh. He didn't know if that person died because of the what he had done to that person or not. And because he, uh-huh. so I think he was like traumatized. This is just in retrospect. I think he was traumatized. And then when he was in college, I'm assuming he probably was doing some sort of drugs or something and was just like,
yeah, I mean,
had some sort of psychotic break or something.
But he, you know, this is definitely, I mean, because he thinks he's being recruited by the mafia. He's speaking to ghosts. There's a lot going on here. Do you know what I mean?
Right. So, but he honestly believed that this is what was happening. Like, he honestly...
Right, okay, so that was my question. You don't think he was just lying to break up with you? You think he honestly thought these things?
No, I think he honestly believed this, which made it even weirder.
Yeah. I mean, this is wild. The only thing that would be more wild is if it was actually true. Do you know what I mean? Like, if the mafia was trying to recruit him and your father did come down from the heavens, you know? That's the only way this story could get crazier. Otherwise, right. This is at the top of the list of crazy.
Right. Well, my father does appear in my now husband's dreams every so often. So, you know, it could happen.
Okay, so maybe this is what your dad does. So now we can't call this other guy hallucinating if this is what your dad does, okay? Maybe your dad likes to visit the men in your life. I don't know.
I know.
Wait,
right?
What does your dad say to your husband?
Oh, my husband always says that my dad comes into his dreams whenever he himself feels like he needs to like do better in our relationship. And my dad just appears in his dreams.
I love that your dad's just shitting on all these men. Right? Like your dad told the mafia guy, like, you got to get away from my daughter. Your dad's telling the husband, yo, step it up. Like your dad is dadding from heaven. He's like, I may have been passed, but I'm not giving up yet.
Yeah, he's like, you guys better shape up because...
You know what would be even more amazing? If you're dressing up as the ghost to tell these, like you're right, like you put on ghost makeup and you're like, ooh, be a better husband, you know. Oh my god. All right, well, yeah. this was a great breakup story / ghost story, so thank you, Molly, for calling in. Yes. All right, thanks so much for coming on Call Waiting.
Thank you, Robin.
Wait, you know what, that's what we're gonna do from this point forward. I'm gonna make a ghost phone number and I'm going to make it like my godfather who has passed away. And I'm going to text the guy and I'm going to say, I'm the ghost of Robin's godfather. Stop running away from her. Don't murder her in a stairwell. All right. That was crazy, right?
Yeah, but a great call for the beginning of the year. What a great first call.
Spooky. Yeah. Medicated. Wow. All right. Put through the next call.
Okay, Robin, we have Allie on the line.
Hi, Allie. Welcome to Call Waiting.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Excited to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. I've been following you since 2020, so for a while.
You know what? It's so like 2020 was just such a life-changing year for me that I just met like all of you just entered my life. And now I have all these people like life started at 2020 for me. Do you know what I mean? It's like we all got together at that year. Okay. So today's episode is crazy breakup stories. So what do you have for us?
Mm-hmm. All right. So my story happened back in college. So I'm going to call him Tom. I was dating a guy named Tom. He actually lived in the town next to me, but he was going to college like an hour and a half away. So we were mostly like a long distance couple. But we talked a lot over AOL Instant Messenger. So for anyone who's not a millennial, this is basically like your DM.
It's funny. Security's breakup story also dealt with AIM. So we covered it.
Perfect. So, you know, a lot of our relationship was over AIM. We had dated for a while, and then it ended up that his parents were moving. So he started getting like distant from me because I guess he was worried about it being long-term relationship all the time. And, you know, me being a dumb college girl who didn't know my worth yet, I got super clingy.
I'm 39. Realistic. I'm still learning how not to be clingy.
Yeah. So I got like really clingy, and he started to pull away. So of course I got more clingy the more he pulled away. And we would chat on AIM every night, and we were chatting one night, and all of a sudden I got like this.
But we love. Oh no! What, not, security!
No! No!
Security!
No! I, no,
security
my,
was it, at you.
Okay, listen. Stop. My, I moved the computer.
No, just, really, was that you?
I'm yes.
Oh my god!
I'm so
Are you
sorry.
Kidding?
I'm so
Are
sorry.
Are you kidding?
I'm so sorry. I moved.
This is the first episode of the year, and you dropped a call, and she's about to tell the story.
That was.
Oh my gosh!
The computer. I moved it, and
oh my god! Call her back and apologize.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Oh my god! Can you get her number?
I think, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Guys, this is so embarrassing. I don't even know what to do. Can you imagine? Can you imagine having a call-in show and your brother hangs up on the guests?
Okay, I think I can get her back, okay?
Okay. Now you have to say this was your fault and not mine.
Yeah, I'm calling her, okay?
Hello?
Oh my god.
This was my fault, not yours.
Okay.
No, right. She knows it's not her fault. You gotta tell her it's not my fault.
This was all security's fault, okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, can you imagine? Okay. Do you know the humiliation I have that I have a job and my brother hangs up on her guests?
And it was just at the wrong moment.
And you were about to tell us exactly what happened. And over
exactly
here and I hear, click.
The best part.
All right, I apologize. Okay. So where did we leave off?
Okay.
Okay, so AIM, you were talking every night.
Yeah, so, one night we were chatting, and all of a sudden I got this, like, copy-pasted conversation between him and his mom. And now, I don't know about you, but I didn't know any other parents that had AIM back then. And we all had, like, screen names where you couldn't tell who was who, but I knew it was her because her name was her screen name.
It was her last name.
So there was no, like, mistaking. It was his mom. And he's, like, talking with her about, like, our relationship and how he wants to end things. And she's, like, guiding him on how to break up with me.
Wait, he copied it and then sent it to you?
Sent it to me. So the first time I read it, I was just confused. I was like, what am I reading right now? Like, what is this? And then it dawned on me. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't think he meant to send this to me. So I went back and I read it again. And now I know, like, okay, he's talking about breaking up with me, and he just sent it to me. And he's talking about it with his mother, who I don't even really know.
But who did he mean to send it to?
So I answer him, and I'm like, what is this? And he's like, oh, my God, I meant to send that to my roommate. And then my phone immediately starts ringing. I think he just had this, like, impulse, like, fix what he did. But as soon as I answered the phone, like, he had no idea what to say. He just sat there in silence.
Because all of this is terrible. First off, why is he copy and pasting the conversation even to his roommate? Just tell the roommate that he wants to break up. He can't say it twice. Yeah. He has to just repeat it. Like, that's crazy. If I wanted to break up with a guy, right?
Yeah.
And I was telling my mom, and then I wanted to tell my best friend. I would then just tell my best friend. I wouldn't just send my best friend my conversation to my mom. That's crazy.
Listen, I probably dodged a bullet because there was obviously too much enmeshment going on there. But I was
the fact,
like,
that the guy was so lazy. See, here's the thing. I don't even have the problem. There's so much wrong with this guy. One, the laziness. This is a foreshadow that this man is never going to throw out the trash or do the dishes because this is lazy times 10 that he can't even tell his best friend that he wants to bring up with you. He had a coffee and face a conversation with his mom. Two. Okay, so we know he's lazy. Two.
Yeah.
Okay. So man is lazy.
And he's like, I'm really sorry. That was supposed to go to my roommate. And I was like, that doesn't make it better. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Cause now also we know he doesn't pay attention to detail. Right. So lazy and no pay attention to detail. This would make the worst husband ever. I would say congratulations that you found this out.
So true. And like, there's no hard feelings now. Now it's just hilarious. See, back then I was so mad. I was like, I can't believe he's talking to his mom. I can't believe he sent that to me. I was so mad. But now I just think it's a hysterical story. I mean, it was basically like, nowadays, if you screenshot something and then send it to the wrong person.
Oh, yeah. Which, like, we've all made that mistake.
Yeah. It was like the early version of that, essentially, you know? It was
just
a huge mix up. Yeah. And I was like, okay, so I guess you're breaking up with me. And he was like,
The worst is when you take a screenshot of like you and someone's conversation and then you send them the picture.
That person.
Do you know what I mean? And then you're like, I just want to show you what we were just talking about. Like, that's always the worst mix up. I'd say you dodged a bullet big time, but this is a really funny breakup story. And again, on behalf of me and everyone at Betches, I am so sorry security hung up on you.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right.
But, you know, it's a badge of honor.
I was going to say, when I went to the city recently, I saw security and I was like, oh my God, it's like a celeb sighting. Like, nobody else in the car knew what I was talking about.
Did you say hi to him?
I didn't, because he was like walking on the street. I was in an Uber. I wasn't going to make the guy pull over, but I'm like, oh my God, I think I just saw security.
That's so funny.
He's going to eventually hang up on me.
Who knew?
It's so funny. I was walking down the street and I looked hideous. Like, I hadn't showered. Like, I just was looking so rough. And this guy that I had gone on a couple of dates with sends me a picture of me looking hideous on the street. And I was like, wait, did you just pass me? And he's like, no, one of my friends saw you on the street and took a picture of you and sent it to me. And ever since that happened, now I'm like, okay, I can't, like, I always leave with my hair in a bun and, you know, like, sweats. Like, that is fine. But, like, I can't have food on my face because I know that the sightings happen and people don't always stop. They just like see, you know? And so now I'm like, okay, I have to, like, you know, I can't have urine running down. Well, I never have urine running down. Oh, no, that was a bad example. But thank you so much for coming on Call Waiting and sharing your story.
Thank you.
You too. Bye. I think it happens more than we think that people see us but don't stop us. Do you know what I mean? Because I always get it in my DMs, like, oh, I saw you, like, blah, blah, you know. You should always say hi. I always want to meet you. I'm always like, first off, it's because it's like the nicest listeners, so it makes it fun. But, I always want to say hi, so you could always stop me. And say, security, you like being...
Yeah, always like, say hello, please.
You'll hang up on that.
I'll hang up on you.
You go, click. All right, let's put through the next call.
All right, Robin, we have Amy on the line.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to Call Waiting.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Better now that I'm talking to you.
same. Okay, so today's all about like crazy, wild breakups, insane stories. So tell us yours.
So my story started in 2018 when my then husband left for a work trip in February of 2018. I never heard from him again.
What?
We were married 12 years and he didn't reach out. I didn't reach out. So that kind of tells you where we were, but
right,
it is what it is. So in April of 2019, I took a job in a different town. So I moved about an hour away. And maybe 2 or 3 months later, my old neighbor said, hey, your husband just showed up. Everything of mine was gone. Still never heard from him. So in December of that year, he sent my mom a Christmas card with like where he's living. He lives five blocks from them. And I live in a different state. So he had moved to a different state to where my mom lives. And funny part of that is my parents are Jewish, but he sent them a Christmas card. Anyways, so okay. I took that information to an attorney and said, this is where he's living. I filed for divorce. They went to serve him. He lied. He didn't live there. He never lived there. And that was in February of 2020. And then COVID hit. So everything shut down. So in July of 2020, my attorney called me and he's like, hey, you're divorced. He still doesn't know. He has no clue.
This whole thing is so you guys just keep doing stuff and no one knows. Like, he just went to work one day and just never came home, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then he moved and said he lived one place, but you didn't know that that wasn't true. And now you got divorced and he doesn't know.
Correct.
I think there's a communication problem here.
I don't know.
I'm not a therapist. I don't have a doctorate, but I do think communication may have been your guys' downfall.
So I tell like my girlfriends, I'm like, I can't give you marriage advice, but boy, I can help you have an awesome divorce. Like, so
yeah, this is the smoothest divorce ever.
Great property settlement as well, so just saying.
That's so funny. This actually really is up there as one of the wildest breakup stories because only half the party knows.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I would love, like, part of me, I would love to tell him, but
why ruin the surprise?
And I feel like I'm protecting every other woman, like, who he can now, as far as he knows, he can't remarry.
So right. It's
like, I'm just a giver. It's very selfless of me.
Yes. Yes. So, yes. For women everywhere, we thank you for keeping him off the market. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, Amy, thank you so much. This was a pretty crazy breakup story. And don't worry, I am 99.9% positive he does not listen to this podcast. He doesn't seem like my target demographic. So your secret is safe with us. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on Call Waiting.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. He's like your girl who didn't tell you. Yeah. Oh, no, she did tell you. You just didn't read.
I just didn't read it. It was behind us.
That's so insane that he left for work and just never came home. I mean, there clearly was other problems because she didn't seem upset by that.
Why reach out to her parents?
Well, I don't think this was like a stable situation, that, you know.
Or maybe he was like trying.
Or lie about where you're living.
I was trying to find...
I didn't want to pry too much. There's definitely layers to this story, which I appreciate. She was a good storyteller. Just gave us the parts we wanted to know. But I do think, like, if we dug deep, there was stuff there.
But this shows that she did such a good job that we have follow-up questions.
Get her back on the line. No, but, like, there's definitely stuff there, you know. Because, like, if someone just leaves work and never comes back and you're like, that means there was problems to be more than the
community. Well, she said that there was problems.
Yeah, she said, But also, there's a lot of stuff there. Okay. We should just do an episode where we just call her and just say, we have another question. We just call her like 20 times. All right, let's get another call on the line.
Okay, Robin, we have Katie on the line.
Hi, Katie. Welcome to Call Waiting.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You have the cutest little accent. Where are you from?
I'm from East Tennessee.
That makes me think of Leslie Jordan. Was he from Tennessee?
He was.
Yeah. Okay.
He was
good.
From China,
yeah. You're like, no, Robin. I was like, oh, this is not reminding me of it. It's so funny. I was just recently having a conversation about accents because I don't know. I'm biased because I have it, but I don't feel like New York is like a sweet sounding accent. Do you know what I mean? Like, your voice is like very sweet. I think the French accent is very sweet, like it has like a musical tone to it. I feel like Long Island is just not, there's something like harsh and just very unsexy. You don't have to comment. Don't comment, because then, you know, all the Long Islanders will come for you. But anyway, my point is, you have a lovely voice.
Thank you. I think the Long Island accent is cute.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so today's topic is wild, crazy breakups. So what's your story?
Okay, so are you sitting down?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, so first of all, we met because we passed each other on the way to work every day, and he ended up following me to work, which was should have been a first red flag, but it wasn't. Yeah. We dated for a little while, and I ended up moving in together, and he worked days, and I worked in the evening, so we just kind of saw each other at night, and that was it. So it was never going to work out. But so I was at work and I got off at 11 o'clock and he sent me a text and he said, "When I get home, I want you to be gone." And that was all he said. So what? I got home and all of my like toiletries and hair dryer and all that stuff was in grocery bags on the couch. He wasn't there. And I had no idea what happened. So my family came and my friends came and we moved myself out and moved back in with my parents. And I ran into his mom later and I found out that he met this girl. And 9 days later, they went to a drive-through wedding chapel with her three kids and got married.
Wait, okay, we got to back up. There's layers.
So many.
Wait, there's layers. There's like, first of all, I don't even know what a drive-through wedding chapel is, so we're going to get to that in a second. So I need my listeners, don't worry, I'm not going to forget, okay? But first, so he just sent a text?
Yeah, that was it. And I haven't talked to him since, and that was in
Did he explain in the text, like... Did he explain the text like, "Oh, I met someone," or "Oh, this isn't working," or did he give any explanation?
No, and I was crushed. I was like, "What? I don't understand," because things were going well, but I don't know. Apparently, they weren't going that well.
Apparently not. Oh my gosh, that's insane. So then he gets married to this woman. Now, what is a drive-through chapel?
So in Gatlinburg, they have some little chapels and you can drive through and they'll marry you like while you're sitting in your car. So she had her kids in the back seat and they got married just right there. I didn't know it was a thing either.
Do you have to like turn your radio to a certain channel? Like, you know, those like Christmas yeah. drive-thrus are like, put the channel to this. And then you have to, like, you put the channel to like a certain number. And then a priest just like marries everyone in the parking lot all at once. Yeah.
So romantic.
So, and then they bring McDonald's to your window.
Yeah.
Actually, this is a good business idea. So I'm not shitting on it too much. Oh my gosh. And then did you ever follow? You never heard from him again.
Never. I saw him when I was taking my trash to the dump one day. And he like,
no pun intended. Oh my God. I think you dodged a bullet. Clearly this isn't a man who can't face problems. He also is lazy and can't sit up. That's, you know, that's a common theme I'm finding with these guys that can't break up properly is laziness.
Exactly.
Pick up a phone or meet someone face to face, get married, stand up, go to the chapel. This is wild. So much confusion. But now, like, you know, again, I'm on your side 100%. Okay. I'm not taking your side. Let me reiterate that before I say, as I'm thinking more and more about this drive-through chapel, I'm liking it more and more. Because honestly, there is nothing I hate more than standing for long periods of time.
Well, and
So sitting during, you know, also, I don't like being too hot or too cold. So you can make your car the perfect temperature. It actually all seems what security. I feel like he wants to.
When he says, "Does anyone object to this? Please honk right now."
Yeah, please flash your lights. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story.
You're so welcome. Have a good one.
All right. We are opening up a new business.
Yes.
Because I actually think this is brilliant.
This is our goal for 2024.
Get a drive-through.
It's a drive-through chapel.
/ movie theater. Yeah.
fast food joint.
Fast food joint. Like, there's so much you could do sitting in that car, and now we're adding you could get married. And then on your way out, you see a lawyer to get a divorce.
There you
go. It's like a short, it's a 2-hour marriage. Oh, well, that we would, happily know. All right, let's do one more call.
All right, Robin, we have Rachel on the line.
Guys, I do full transparency once again. Security took like 6 times to introduce Rachel onto the line. You know what? You're out of practice. We had a little holiday break.
Yeah.
And so it's okay.
I'm hanging up on people. I'm introducing them wrong.
You're doing great. You're doing great. Rachel, welcome to Call Waiting. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
You got you personally got to hear how much. Sometimes I tell people, oh, security messes up a lot, and no one believes me. You actually, can you vouch to the other listeners how many false starts it took for security to introduce you?
I mean, I can, but he's so amazing. He's human. Oh,
what is he paying you?
Now just say my end segments are the best.
She won't say that. She's like, that's where I draw the line. Nope. Okay, so today's episode's all about wild, crazy breakup stories. So what do you have for us?
Oh, my God. So I was, like, the fastest backstory ever was I dated this guy in my 20s. We broke up. We got married to other people, had kids, got divorced, and didn't speak for literally 20 years. So then, like, a few years ago, I get an email from him, and yada, yada, yada. We date for, like, 2.5 years. Everything's great. We think we're going to get married. And several months ago, he literally just texts me, like a text message out of nowhere. And he's like, I have cancer. I need to focus on myself and my kids. I need some space for a while. And then just blocked me, like, on everything.
Oh, my God. Wait, so what'd you do?
I mean, first I was like, okay, you need some space for a while. So I'm like, all right, does that mean a week, a month, whatever? So I'm just like waiting there. Like about a month after, he sends me a Venmo for like $2,000. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I know we were going to go on vacation. We're not going to go on vacation. So here's your money. I'm like, are you dead? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I spent the entire summer thinking like he's going to die. And then, you know how we all have a friend who does like better research than the FBI? At least I do.
I'm that friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I asked my friend, I was like, listen, I need you to figure this out because something is not adding up. Like, you don't all of a sudden just like have cancer. And like, it's not funny. Like who would like lie and say that? Like in high school, we're all like, oh, I had a death in the family, blah, blah, blah. But this is like a mid-40s person. It's not...
Right. So what'd she find out?
She found out that he did not have cancer, that he was like alive and well, like traveling. And then finally I confronted him. It was like 3 months later, I wrote him a letter. And he got it and he texted me and he was like, I don't have cancer. I was very depressed and I checked myself into a mental health like rehabilitation program. I'm like, well, I don't know if that's true either, but either way, you could have just said that.
Especially because, like, what I mean, cancer's such a terrible lie to say. Like, that's just such bad. Like, yeah. And what's like? So you went to a mental health facility. So just say, cancer's so much worse. Like, that's deadly.
Like,
you know,
this doesn't make any sense. And like, he knows that I'm a person, like, I have a therapist, I'm on meds, I love to take my happy pills every day. Like, it's normal.
Oh my gosh.
It's part of life.
This podcast, we love therapy. We have a therapy at every other episode.
Exactly. The kids are like doing therapy for each other.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. So what did he say when you confronted him?
Like, so like he texted me, he was like, let's talk. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. But you know, like sometimes old habits die hard.
Robin. Yeah, it happens. There's no judgment zone here. Do you not hear me talk about Frank like 30 times a day?
Oh, I know. Frank.
It happens.
So I went to his apartment. He's like, let's just meet up. And I'm like, okay, fine. Meanwhile, like, you know, every red flag, like I should have just blocked him immediately.
Yeah.
But I went to his apartment, and he's crying, and I'm crying. And he's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, I'm so mad at you. I thought you were going to die. And, like, I was having nightmares that I was going to, like, find out that he passed away, like, after he did. And it was just, like, horrible. We're, like the snot and tears. Like, you know, all, like, the ugly crying. Like, we're yelling at each other, and it's just awful. And then yada, 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 yada.
We go back and forth from like, this man is disgusting to lie about cancer. So anyway, then I was giving him a blowjob.
Literally, no, like throwing my clothes across his apartment, like on the kitchen table, just like everything. It's a disaster.
Oh my gosh.
So
did we make a final breakup?
Oh yeah. No, it's done. Yeah.
Okay. You're like, yeah, so he's sitting next to me right now, and this is the last time I sleep with him.
Yeah, I mean, we all have that, but yeah, no, it happens. Yeah, we're done.
Okay, yeah, this was insane. This was
like, who makes that up? It's just so mean.
Yeah, bad karma. You shouldn't, like, I mean, just either be honest or go. There's so many other things. This was so, like, the wrong
anything
path
else
for him
or
to
just
take.
Don't say anything. Yeah. Like, I'm breaking up with you. You're blocked. Like, that's not
yeah,
nice.
Exactly. But you know what? You got laid a few more times, so it turned out to be a happy ending. Well,
yeah,
maybe for him. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Thank you so much for coming on Call Waiting and sharing your story.
Thank you. Have an awesome day.
Bad karma for
bad
him.
Bad karma.
Bad karma. I don't
even believe that he went to the mental health facility. Based on that one
lie,
no,
yeah, we
no.
can't trust anything he says. But we don't judge her for still sleeping with him. Look, it happens to the best of us. I mean, look, guys, if there's anyone who has trouble giving up their exes, it is Robin Hope Shaw. Okay, we know this. I have trouble saying goodbye, so there's no judgment. Except this guy is a compulsive liar, and we can't with him.
No.
Bad karma, I'm telling
bad
you.
Bad karma.
Bad, bad, bad karma. All right, guys, thank you so much. These were great calls.
Wild.
We had mafia and ghosts. We had mix up of AIMs. We had, you know, fake illnesses. We had drive through chapels. This was all over. What a great first episode, minus your multiple mistakes. Oh, I almost forgot. End segment?
Yeah.
All right. Can we do it fast?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks. I love how when I asked her to lie and say she liked the end segment, that was like, she's like, oh, nope.
All right, Robin, I'm going to tell you the case. This is from psychiatrists, okay?
Okay.
These are like the 7 ways to break up with people.
Yeah.
From best to worst.
Oh, okay, well, we got the 5 worst right today, yeah.
Actually, I think some of these actually end up. Now, I'm going to say one. You tell me, does this go to the like a good way or a bad way?
Okay.
Ready? All right, this one's obvious. Ghosting.
Great.
What?
I hate confrontations so much.
Well, psychiatrists say that is like the worst.
No, I'm obviously
way.
Joking. Like, you should communicate when you break up with someone. But can I just say one thing? If it's under 2 dates, I'm okay being ghosted. Like, within the first 2 dates, you don't need to tell me you don't like me. Like, it's okay.
Now, question. Have you ever heard of a thing called orbiting?
Didn't you once tell us this?
No.
This was in the beginning. You had a podcast. We did a podcast where you told us about orbiting.
No, it was something else.
Oh, okay.
Orbiting
this?
Is ghosting, but you're still liking the person's stuff on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, no, not this. Yeah, why do people do that?
That's also considered like
bad.
One of the worst
okay.
things to do. Through text. What do you think? Texting?
Through breakup?
Yeah.
So I talked about this on the podcast before, but I had an acupuncturist who always suggests you break up not in person, either on the phone or through text, just because you don't know how the person's going to react and you want to make sure that, you know, because emotions can get very high. Yeah. So I think through text is okay.
They're saying it's in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Mutual.
What do you mean?
Like both parties just want to end it.
Yeah, but that's not a way to break up. How's this on the list?
That's actually the best way.
Oh.
if everybody's
yeah,
in agreement.
Yeah, obviously. Okay.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's it. It's like one of the best ways. And making the other person break up with you.
Oh, that's my tactic. That's That's the Robin way. I become such a raging bitch.
That's actually right in the middle.
Yeah, that's my way.
It's not good or bad. It's just, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like convince the guy, you do not like me. All right, that was like one out of 10.
Yeah,
I give. Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for calling in. What a great way to start the year. I love talking to you guys. So make sure you're following me on Instagram or TikTok so you know the topic every week so that you can call in sometime. And yeah, all right, guys. Here's to a new year. Oh, we have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.